As we navigate the tight switchbacks that extend from the canyon floor to the Mount Carmel Tunnel, we should occasionally catch glimpses of the Great Arch, 600 feet wide and 400 feet high. If this were a freestanding arch, it would easily be the largest in the world. However, as you can see, it's not a real arch, but what's called a blind arch. That means it's still attached to a rock face. Arches in Zion form through a combination of cracking and erosion. Water seeping out through the bottom of a still-forming arch can erode the stone below. The freeze and thaw cycle causes further cracking, all of which undermines the harder stone above, which will eventually break off because there's nothing left to support it. This results in the creation of an alcove, like you see today. A great place to take pictures of the Great Arch is at the pullout at the next switchback that bends to the right. I'll point it out.